Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Dear Father, I want to say thank you for this morning that we can worship together.
亲爱的恩主，我愿意感谢你，让我们弟兄姊妹可以来到你面前敬拜你。
May you move our hearts.
愿意你感动我们的心。
And help us to practice what you are going to teach us today.
让我们能够真实的追寻了解你要教导我们的。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
我们将祷告是奉主基督耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
、as you may recall, I mentioned that recently I've been studying the episode of James.
如果大家还记得的话，前面一段日子我曾经与大家分享，我最近正在研读雅各书。
And accordingly, today I'm going to share one topic.
因此我今天就会与大家分享一个主题
Faith with deeds
也就是信心与行为
The sermon today basically answer one question
今天我们主要的经文里面要回答一个问题
What are the relationships between faith and deeds
就是信心与行为他们两个中间有什么关系呢
For us to knowThe meaning of the passage, we need to know the biblical background.
我们要如果要了解这段经文的话，我们必须要了解这段经文后面的圣经背景。
The theme or the main focus of James is faith with actions.
雅各书主要的主题是说有行动的信心。
That's chapter 2, verse 22.
也就是在第二章第二十二节这里讲到的。
And one of the key things we have to understand is there are two main views.On faith and deeds.
我们必须要了解也、哦、我们有关信心与行为有两个观点的。
We first look at Paul's teaching.
我们首先要看到保罗的教导是什么呢?
It's very clear he mentioned that salvation is by faith alone.
我们很清楚保罗的教导告诉我们救恩乃是完全凭信心来得到的。
Not by deeds.
不是靠着我们的行为。
The reason for him to teach that.
为什么保罗会这样教导呢?
He was facing a lot of people from the Jewish background.
乃是因为他要面对很多有犹太背景的人。
They have the tendency of being self-righteous.
因为这些有犹太背景的人，他们有一种想要靠自己行为得到所谓公义的倾向。
So they believe salvation is by human effort.
因此他们认为要得到救恩必须要靠人类必须要靠自己的行为。
So when Paul talked about works or deeds,
所以当保罗提到任何有关信心或行为的时候
The work is the effort before you become a Christian to earn God's favor.
这边所谓的行为是当一个人在还没有得到神救恩之前所要付出的一种行动。
And another person, Apostle James.
另一个人我们看见就是使徒雅各。
He simply emphasized that salvation is not only by faith, but also by works.
我们就从他的观点似乎看到他说救恩不单单是要靠凭着信心也要靠着行为。
The problem he was facing at that time, there was a lot of hypocrisy and false claim.
而他所面对的人群乃是一群他们有虚有外敬虔的外表却 非常里面是却是空虚的人。
So the work he talks about in contrast to Paul happened after you believe, not before you believe.
因此他所讲到的行为乃是当你已经相信基督耶稣的时候所应该有的行为而不是信主之前的行为。
So after your life, after you accept Christ, your life is transformed.
所以当我们一旦接受耶稣基督我们的生命被改变的时候
So you will reflect accordingly in your works.
我们就应该从我们的日常生活的行为表现出我们的改变。
So the kind of works reflect that you are already saved.
所以从我们的生命的活出的表现当中表现出我们已经得救了。
Today's passage, we can see that mainly four main divisions.
我们从今天的经文背景我们发现它实际上这段经文可以分成四段。
The first division is verses 14 to 16.
我们看到第一段乃是第14节到16节。
Apostle James bring up for negative discussion number one.
使徒雅各就提出了一个反面的讨论。
Verses 17 to 20 is negative discussion number two.
我们就看到的17节到20节就继续他的第二个反面讨论的论点。
And then from verses 21 to 25,He was talking about positive discussion.
然后第二十一节到二十五节的时候，就进入正面讨论论点。
And then verse 26 is his conclusion.
然后到二十六节，也就是他的结论。
Okay, let's enter into the content of our teaching today.
让我们进入今天经文的内容。
We answer the question.
我们必须要回答一个问题。
What are the relationships between faith and deeds?
信心与行为，他们两者之间有什么关系呢？
And from the Bible passage we look at today, it mentions that faith without deeds is not good.
从我们今天经文里面，我们他提到信心没有行为是没有益处的。
So, from verses 14 to 16.
所以我们从第四十十四节我们这边来看。
What good is it, my brothers and sisters, if someone claims to have faith but has no deeds? Can such faith save them? Suppose a brother or sister is without clothes and daily food. If one of you says to them, Go in peace, keep warm and well fed, but does not nothing about their physical needs, what good is it?
我们从十四节到十六节，我们这边看到，我的弟兄们，若有人说自己有信心，却没有行为，这有什么益处呢？这信心能救他吗？若有弟兄或姊妹赤身露体或缺了日用的饮食，你们中间有人对他们说，平平安安的去吧，愿你们穿得暖，吃得饱，却不给他们身体有所需用，这有什么益处呢？
It's very clear that the passage mentioned that faith without deed is not good.
我们很清楚地看见这篇经文说，一个没有行为的信心是没有益处的。
So what's the meaning of not good?
那什么叫做没有益处呢？
The New King James Version mentioned that what does it profit?
那在根据新的钦定本的翻译是说，是不好的，没有益处的。
And with the NIV version, it used NASB used mentioned about.What use?
或者有一些新的英文译本是说这是没有用的。
So when Apostle James mentioned that faith without deed is not good.
也就是说使徒雅各说一个没有行为的信心是不好的。
And he also mentioned it does not profit.
另一个是代表是说没有带来任何益处的。
And it's useless.
而且是没用的。
And then he bring out one example to bring up a negative discussion.
然后他就用一个例证来表明这个负面的论点。
He mentioned about having physical believers with physical needs.
就这边讲到有身体需用的弟兄姊妹。
When he mentioned about physical needs, the first thing he mentioned was those without clothes.
这边提到一个需要有外在身体需要的弟兄姊妹，这边提到的是说他没有衣服穿。
And then he mentioned about without daily food.
另外提到他没有东西吃。
So what Apostle James has mentioned that we are facing people with basic physical survival needs.
也就是使徒雅各在跟这些信徒们说，我们今天会面对很多人，他实际上他生活基本条件他都没有，他必须要生存的条件都没有。
How do we react?
那我们应该如何反应呢？
There are people who react with empty words.
那有些人他就是什么讲一些没有用的话。
And sadly, they use something that's very Christian, very religious.
问题是他们用外表是听起来非常属灵的所谓的基督教字眼。
Go in peace.
会跟他说平安的去吧。
Keep warm and well fed.
你们就自己把让自己穿有保暖，然后吃得饱吧。
It's very obvious that Apostle James reminds us not to respond to other believers' basic needs with empty words.
那使徒雅各就在跟我们说，当我们面对实际上他们人是真的有任何日常生活需要的时候，不要讲这些空话。
We need to talk the talk.
我们必须要用身体实践出我们所讲的话。
And we also need to walk the talk.
而且我们要身体力行。
There was a very rich believer.
我们知道曾经有一个非常有钱的信徒。
He has a very poor neighbor.
那但是呢，他的邻居呢，非常的穷。
So he asked his son to pray together.
所以他就跟他儿子说，我们来一起来祷告。
To pray that the Lord will provide this poor neighbor with the basic needs.
他就跟他的儿子祷告说，我们一起祷告神，让神能够供应我们很贫穷的邻居呢，让他有衣服穿，东西吃。
Halfway when they're praying, the son stopped and asked a question.
当他们正在祷告的时候，他儿子就停下，把这个祷告停下来，问一个问题。
So, I don't think we need to trouble God.
那个儿子就跟爸爸说，爸爸，我们也许不用麻烦神了。
We can just take some food and clothes from our home and give it to the neighbor and the prayer is answered.
我们就把家里一些东西跟不用的衣服就给我们的邻居，那不是我们的祷告就得到应允了吗？
Talk is easy.
讲话是非常容易的。
To walk is challenging.
但是很多时候要付出行动的时候就具有挑战性了。
So Apostle James was using this example to bring up a negative discussion.
因此雅各就用这个例子来把这个负面的论点来凸显出来。
Faith without this is not good.
一个没有行为的信心是没有益处的。
So how do we apply for today?
那我们今天怎么样能够应用到我们的生活当中呢？
I mentioned about an example, about a missionary.
我在这边愿意讲一位宣教士的见证。
It's not very often you see a pastor preach a sermon and put the toilet on the PowerPoint.
我想大家很少看到有牧师讲到，然后把一个有厕所的照片放给大家看吧。
Maybe this is the first time, maybe the last time I use this PowerPoint.
也许这是我第一次，也是最后一次会用这样的图片给大家看。
There was a missionary by the name of Doug Nichols.
有一个宣教士，他的名字叫做 Doug Nichols.
He goes with an organization called Operation Mobilization to go to India.
他加入了一个到印度宣教的组织。
And that time was 1967.
那个时候正值1967年的年代。
Before he could learn any language, he came down with tuberculosis.
当他还没有学会当地的语言的时候，他已经得了肺结核了。
So he was sent to the sanitarium.
所以因为得了这样的肺结核的病，他就必须被送到疗养院去。
And there were many TB patients over there.
而在疗养院的时候，许多其他得肺结核的病患也都在那里。
And Doug coughed all night, one night, and then he couldn't sleep.
那这位宣教士他整夜的咳嗽，以至于他实在没办法睡觉。
He found out that there was an old man, a distance from him, was very sick.
当他无法入眠的时候，他就看见他自己的床对面有一个老人，他是非常的虚弱，也是病得非常的严重。
Half night, he tried to get up and try to do something.
就在半夜的时候，他就看到这个老人想能够坐起来，好像希望能做一些事情这样。
And nobody helped him.
但是没有一个人去帮助这个老人。
So he everybody can.Could hear him crying and sobbing, lying on the bed.
也就在那个大病房里面，所有的人也听得到这个老人他自己在那边哭泣，身子缩在那个床上。
And the next morning, Doug found out that the old man wanted to go to the restroom, but he couldn't.
而第二天的时候，这个宣教师就发现，原来这个老人呢，他实际上是希望半夜起来能够去厕所，但是他却没有办法，有能力。
And Doug is a very clean person.
而 Doug 这个宣教师他自己，他是一个非常清洁的人。干净的人。
He didn't like the smell of the sick patients.
他自己实际上很难忍受任何其他那些生病病患的体臭。
But the Lord spoke to him.
但是也就在那个时候，神就对他说话。
So that night, the old man tried to get up again, and when he was crying,
当第二天这个老人继续想起来的时候，他又起不来，于是这个老人又在自己在那边哭泣的时候
，He went over.And took the patient to go to the restroom.
这个宣教士他就自己起来，来到那位老人的身旁，帮他把他抱起来，带他到厕所。
I can tell you, the restroom that he took the sick patient was much worse than this one.
我可以跟大家保证，在那个时候的厕所要远远比照片上的厕所来的糟糕更多。
And the next morning, when this missionary woke up,
当第二天早上这位宣教士起床的时候
，and our patient came over and gave him some tea.
结果就发现，他们的病房当中另一个病患就到他床前给他一杯茶。
And many other patients ask him for gospel tracts.
也就在那个时候，在同病房的其他的病人也纷纷问他说：“你行不行给我你所带来的福音单张？”
And then the medical doctors and nurses heard about it. They also came over and asked for gospel tracts.
当医生跟护士听到这位宣教士所做的事情的时候，医生护士纷纷也到这个宣教士的面前，与他索取他带来的福音单张。
All the while, he didn't know the language.
也就在那个时候，实际上他这位宣教士完全不懂当地的印度语言的。
And then he experienced there are times when our words speak louder than our words.
而他那个时候深深感觉到他的行动所传达出来的信息远超过他能嘴巴所能传达的。
So faith without deeds is not good.
因此一个没有行为的信心是不好的。
But faith with deeds is very good.
但是当一个有行为的信心，那就是非常的好。
May our church be a church to put love in action.
因为我们这个教会是有付出爱心行为的一个教会。
I read about an old lady, Chinese lady.
我记得我曾经读到一个有一位老中国女士的故事。
She was a very strong Christian.
她是一个非常信仰非常坚定的一位基督徒。
When she heard about new believers who have basic needs,
当她听到有任何新的信徒需要有一些日常生活需用的时候，
she would go to visit them.
她就会去探访他们。
She would bring along some gospel booklets.
她将会她会带一些有一些有关福音的小册子。
And she would put some money in between the gospel booklet before she left.
然后她就会在小册子当中夹了一些现钞在里面给他们，在她离开之前就把这些给她探访的人。
The gospel booklet represents the faith she wants to share with people.
这个福音的小册子里面代表她愿意与大家分享她信仰的内容。
And the money within the booklet was her action in backing up that belief.
而里面的现金就代表他所信的信仰里面的行为的一种表现。
I have learned one thing from her.
我从他的举动当中学到一个功课。
Whenever she goes to a restaurant to eat,
每当他到任何一个家餐馆去吃饭的时候，
she will give a very generous tip.
他每次都给超额的小费给这些餐馆的员工。
She'll put the tips within the gospel tract.
他就把他给的小费放在福音的单张里面。
The gospel tract is a sharing of the faith.
那福音单张里面代表了他的信仰。
The generous tips is love in action.
而他慷慨的小费就代表他爱心里面的行为。
You try that.
你们大家可以试试看。
Be generous about the tips.
慷慨的给小费吧。
We should discuss whether we should tip after the tax or we should tip before the tax.
不用
people spend a lot of time talking about that, right?
不用再讨论说我应该是给小费是在抽税以前的费用的比例还是抽税以后的费用比例吧。
This is what I do.
这是我会这样做的。
I always tip.After tax,
我每次给小费的比例都是加了税以后来这样子算的。
Lunch, I give 15%.
当我午餐的时候，我给15%.
And then dinner, I give at least 20%.
但是在吃晚饭的时候，我给至少20%。
If the service is really, really, really good, I give 30%.
但是如果我享受到的服务是非常非常好的话，我就给30%的小费。
But one more thing I need to do.
但是还有一件事情我必须要跟上的。
I need to put the tips within the gospel church next time when I go to Transwestern.
但是我一定会把我的小费放在福音的单张里面。
Love in action.
我们有行为里面带着爱心，爱心里面带着行为。
Then Apostle James mentioned another negative discussion.
使徒雅各又讲到另一个信心没有行为的负面的表示。
He said faith without deeds is dead.
他说信心没有行为就是死的。
In the same way, faith by itself, if it's not accompanied by action, is dead. But someone will say, your faith, I have deeds. Show me your faith without deeds, and I will show you my faith by my deeds. You believe that there is one God. Good. Even the demons believe that and shudder. You foolish person. Do you know what? Do you want evidence that? Do you know faith without deeds is dead? Verse 26. As the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without deeds is dead.
十七节之后这样说，这样信心若没有行为就是死的。必有人说，你有信心，我有行为。你将你没有行为的信心指给我看，我便借着我的行为将我的信心指给你看。你信神只有一位，你信的不错，鬼魔也信，却是信的战兢。虚浮的人啊，你们愿意知道没有行为的信心是死的吗？
Do you realize in the second negative discussion?
当我们看见第二个论点的时候，
Apostle James mentioned faith without deeds is dead.
使徒雅各这边指出信心若没有行为就是死的。
And three times in this passage, he mentioned about that.
而这段话出现三次。
What's the meaning of dead?
那死是什么意思呢？
And basically, the meaning of dead is lifeless.
死的意思就是没有生命的意思。
And unable to transform.
而且是没办法转变成长的意思。
You can imagine the church members were talking among themselves.
也许你可以想象说，当教会里面的信徒他们彼此讲话的时候，
You have faith.
他们可以这样的说，哎，你有信心。
I have deeds.
哎，我有行为。
Some focus on the faith side in the beliefs.
也许有些人他们专注的总是在信心那一方面的。
And some emphasize the deeds part.
但是也有些人他专注的是有关行为方面的。
But Apostle James remind them, faith without deeds, not only that's not good, it's dead.
而使徒雅各要提醒他们，一个没有行为的信心不单单是不好的，而且是死的。
And the example he used is really, really to many Christians outrageous.
然后他指出来的例证实际上是对很多信徒来说是让他们吓一跳的。
Apostle James, how dare you compare us with the demons?
因为他们会跟使徒雅各说，雅各，你怎么可以把我们与鬼魔相提并论呢？
The example was even the demons believe.
因为雅各在这边举的例证是说，甚至鬼魔也信啊，也有信心啊。
The demons believe that there is one God.
鬼魔也相信有神的存在啊，是有一位神呢。
In the gospel, they even know that Jesus is the Son of God.
实际上在福音书里面，我们也知道这些魔鬼，他们知道耶稣是神的儿子。
But knowing the knowledge is not enough.
但是光光有这样的知识是不够的。
It's not enough to have all the right theology.
实际上你光光有这些所有神学正确思想也不够的。
The main thing is how do you respond according to that knowledge?
最重要的是你承受这个神学知识之后，你应该做出怎么样的反应呢？
The demons believe.
实际上鬼魔他们也相信，
But they are afraid.
但是他们相信的却胆战惊心。
They have the right theology, but they have the wrong reactions.
他们实际上有正确的神学，但是他们却活不出这样的回应。
Because they do not respond according to what they believe.
因为他们心里战惊，却没有一个正确的对这个真理有一个正确的回应。
Is it possible a faith and deed can separate so much?
有没有可能信心跟行为它有这样子两极化的表现呢？
There was a time in Texas, there was a very severe drought.
在有一次在德州的时候，他们经历一个非常严重的旱灾。
So the pastor called a prayer meeting together.
因此，这个牧师就呼召他们教会里面的成员，他们有一个祷告会。
They believe the Lord will answer prayers.
他们非常相信神一定会应允他们的祷告的。
That the Lord will send the rain.
他们相信神会因着他们的祷告降下雨来。
But the problem.
但是中间有一个问题。
No pastor bring an umbrella to the prayer place.
在这个联合祷告会的时候，没有一个牧师带着雨伞去参加祷告会。
How could you believe that God can send rain and you don't bring an umbrella, right?
那你怎么会相信神一定听我们的祷告会降下雨来，但是你自己同时又不带雨伞呢？
It should be coming together.
实际上，我们应该就借着这个例子，我们就可以了解了。
Because the faith we have is not dead, but it's lively and also is transformational.
我们知道我们的信心应该不是死的，而是这个信心能够带出生命跟生活的一个转变。
Nobody can be touched by the gospel and not be changed.
没有一个人能够被福音所触摸之后，他生命不会改变的。
Some people say, I don't want to become a Christian.
也许有些人说，哎，我不愿意成为一个基督徒。
It's too difficult to live a Christian life.
因为对我来说要活出一个基督徒的样式实在太难了。
It's difficult if you don't have faith, if you're not a Christian.
之所以难，乃是因为你还不是一个基督徒，因为你没有这样的信心。
You should believe in Christ first, and you experience His transformational power.
当你应该先信主基督耶稣，以至于你的信心会带出生命的一个转变。
Let me mention a story.
让我再讲一个故事。
I usually don't mention many stories from Taiwan, but allow me to bring up a story.
我通常不把一些有关台湾的故事用到讲道当中，不过今天我将会用一个台湾发生的故事。
To be fair, I don't even mention much about stories in Hong Kong.
实际上我为公平起见，我也跟大家也知道，我也很少提有关香港的故事。
To be fair also, I don't bring up a lot of stories about China too.
我在公平起见，我也大家也知道，我也很少提出有关中国大陆的故事。
But this story is special.
但是这个故事却是非常的特别的。
There's a person by the name of, 陈静清。
这个人就是这个是有关陈静心这一个人的故事。
In 1997, he was involved in adopting somebody.
在1997年，他犯了一个绑架案件。
And he kidnapped the daughter of an actress called 白冰冰。
他那个时候绑架了一个白冰冰艺人的女儿，那。他绑架这个女儿之后，就要希望能够得到大笔的赎金。
But he failed.
但是这个绑架的过程之中，他失败了。
In the process, he killed some policemen.
于是他就把白冰冰的女儿杀了。在这过程当中，他也杀了几个警察。
In escape, he went into many homes.
当他正在逃亡的时候，他跑到许多人不同人家里面去。
Not only he took away their money,
不单单他抢劫了那许多人家里的钱。
It was outrageous.
不单单这样子非常可恶。
He sexually abused 19 women along the process.
也就在他逃亡的过程，他一共强奸了19位妇女。
Ages 13 to 60. Terrible.
在这个过程当中，他强奸了女孩从13岁一直到60岁的都有。
And the last place he entered,
当他逃亡到最后一个地方的时候
，It was the home of the South African ambassador.
他逃亡到一个驻台湾的一个南非外交官武官的家里面。
And then the mother was hurt, and the older daughter was hurt.
在这个过程当中，这个武官的妈妈被受到伤害，他的女儿也受到伤害了。
But the youngest daughter,
但是在这个家庭面，其中一个最年轻的女儿
was not afraid of him,
却对这一个却这对这个犯人却一点都不害怕。
She used a paper and write a cross,
也就是这时候，她拿出一张纸，在上面画了一个十字架。
And three English words.
也就在上面写了三个英文字。
I love God.
我爱神。
And upon this guy wanted to kill himself.
也就在这个时候，这一个陈静心正准备要自杀。
But the mother persuaded him not to kill himself.
但是这个武官的太太，也就是女儿的妈妈，却劝他说：“你不要自杀。”
But to cut a long story short.
而这个时候，我希望长话短说。
He gave up.
陈静心就放弃了。
But at the same time,
他投降了。
But at the same time, at the same moment, he became a Christian.
也就在那个时候，他成为一个基督徒了。
It was so amazing that.
这实在是不可思议的。
Even long Christians said that, how could he get out so cheap? How could he have eternal life for what he did?
这个时候对于很多的非基督徒很难接受这一点。这个人犯下那么大的错误，他为什么就可以这样子 不受永恒的惩罚，他能够得到救恩呢？
Yeah, what he did was terrible.
是的，他犯下的罪实在是不可饶恕的。
But in front of God, everyone without Christ is a sinner.
但是实际上，当任何人没有基督的话，来到神面前都是罪人。
But he accept Christ.
但是他接受耶稣了。
No matter how bad you can be.
不论你到底有多大的罪孽。
Once you put your faith in him.
当我们把我们的心投入在耶稣基督里的时候。
Your life is transformed.
你的生命就得到改变。
After he became a Christian.
当他成为基督徒之后。
He still faced a death penalty.
他仍然要面对死刑。
His two sons.Face tremendous pressure.
他自己的两个儿子也面对社会舆论非常大的压力。
But some Christians in the U.S. heard about the story.
但是很多在美国的基督徒当他们听到这个故事的时候
they were so moved by God to adopt these two sons.
他们听到神怎么样去改变这陈静心的时候，他们非常的感动。于是，在美国的基督徒就认领了陈静心的两个儿子。
The two sons do not have to live for the crime that the father did.
于是这两个儿子就不需要再承受这个社会的压力，跟陈静心一样留在台湾。
You see the transformation power of God.
大家可以看见这改变生命的力量吗？
When he was transformed, his whole family is transformed.
当他被改变的时候，他整个家庭也都改变了。
His more practical need of his sons was also being taken care of.
他所有他自己两个儿子所有的需要也因着他的改变得到了照顾。
It's very true. If somebody is in Christ, he is a new creation.
是的，当我们成为一旦成为在基督里的时候，一切都成为新的了。
But how do we apply to us today?
那我们今天怎么样可以应用到我们生命当中呢？
When we are transformed.
当我们被改变的时候，
We have a higher calling.
我们有更高的呼召。
Do you decide to come to the church with less demand?
你希望来到一个对你要求非常低标准的教会吗？
Or you would live up to the standard?
或者你要活到那个高标准的程度呢？
Do you want to come to a light church?
你希望到一个很轻松的教会吗？
What's a light church?
什么叫所谓的轻松的教会呢？
24% fewer commitments.
你们来到这种教会的时候，你付出的是比一般的教会要付出的少 24%。
Home of the 7.5% tithe, not 10%, 7.5%。
而且你不需要11奉献，你只要 7.5% 奉献就好了。
15 minute sermon。
而且呢最好讲到15分钟就够了。
45 minute worship service。
然后整个崇拜呢45分就好。
There are only 8 commandments, not 10.
而且在这边并不是有十诫，我只这个教会只要大家遵守八诫就好了。
Even better, you can choose what 8 you like.
哦，不单单如此，你可以自己在十诫当中选任何八诫就可以。
No 4 spiritual laws.
并没有四个属灵定律。
Only 3.
你只要选三个就好了。
No 1000 year millennium, only 800 years.
没有所谓的千禧年，只有800年的禧年就好了。
It's wonderful.
这不是很棒吗？
Everything you want in the church.
你所有希望能够在教会里面有的都有了。
for less.
而且你不用付出付出那么多。
Is that kind of church you want to go to?
你希望来到这样的教会吗？
I'm very excited about this church building project.
我实在对这样的教会的计划感觉非常的兴奋。
I'm so jealous of this opportunity.
我实在对这样的计划我实在非常的羡慕跟嫉妒。
You know, we have about 100 people.
是我们
自己。My church.
你知道我的教会里面我们的成员大概有100人吗？
But we are so ambitious. We bought a $2 million church.
但是我们非常雄心万丈，我们买了一个200万的教会。
You know our mortgage per month.
大家可知道我们每一个月要付出的每一个月要付出的贷款要多少呢
？$7,000.
光贷款。$7,000. 光光贷款就每个月7000块了。
And recently our roof is leaking.
然后最近我们的屋顶开始漏水了。
The highest estimate is $60,000.
我们光光要修屋顶，我们就预估大概要花六万块。
And the cheapest is $30,000.
然后我们股价最便宜的也必须要至少要3万块。
Your choice, $60,000 or $30,000.
所以我们就选择我们要选3万块去修屋顶呢，还是6万块去修屋顶
？What are we going to do?
那我们要怎么办呢
？Are we going to demand less?
然后我们就说我们不做了吗？
Or we require more?
还是说我们要跟大家有更高的要求呢
？You know, a high demand make a high quality church.
大家知道，当我们越要求越高的时候，这个教会里面的素质也就越高吗
？You know, salvation is free.
大家知道，救恩是白白得来的
，Salvation is not cheap.
但是救恩的本身的代价是就是极高的。
It's not cheap, 不是便宜的。
不便宜的。
It costs the life of our Lord.
他说的乃是我们主基督耶稣付上生命的代价。
I'm not trying to comfort you that your church project is more easy to handle.
我并不是要在这边安慰大家说我们今天所要面对购买教堂的价钱负担并不是那么大。
I know this church.
我知道这个教会。
You're not.Demand for less, you give up for more.
你并不是那种低要求的教会，而是大家都愿意付出的一个教会。
Faith without deed is dead.
一个没有行为的信心是死的。
And James will not finish with a negative taste in the mouth.
但是雅各在这边并没有还没有讲完有关负面的正例。
He mentioned positively.Faith and deeds complement one another.
但是他这边就进入一个正面的论点，他是说，行为与信心乃是相辅相成的。
Was not our father Abraham considered righteous for what he did when he offered his son Isaac on the altar? You see that his faith and his action were working together, and his faith was made complete by what he did. And the scripture was fulfilled that says, Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness.And he was called God's friend. You see that a person is considered righteous by what they do and not by faith alone. In the same way, was not even Rahab, the prostitute, considered righteous for what she did when she gave lodging to the spies and sent them off in a different direction?
21节，我们的祖宗亚伯拉罕把他的儿子以撒献在坛上，岂不是因行为称义吗？可见信心与他的行为并行。而且信心因着行为才得成全，这就应验经上所说：亚伯拉罕信神，这就算他的义，他又得称为神的朋友。这样看来，人称义是因着行为，不是单因着信。妓女拉合接待使者，又放他们从别的路上出去，不也是因行为称义吗？
Apostle James explained very clear about the meaning of compliment.
使徒雅各在这边要讲出一个相辅相成的一个真理。
The meaning is, he considered righteous for what he did.
乃是当一个人能够称义，乃是因着他的行为的。
It's no contradiction compared to Paul.
在这边并没有与保罗的神学有所冲突。
Because when you When you do something,
因为当你做一些事的时候
，After you have the new life of Christ,
当已经的生命里面有耶稣基督生命的时候
，It confirms that you are a righteous person in God's eyes.
乃是印证了你在神面前真是一个义人。
Not that your works bring about the righteousness.
不是因着你的行为，你得以能够得到有称义的资格。
But because of our words, it point to the fact that you have that righteousness.
乃是根据你的生命而有这样的称义的素质。
And faith and action work together.
而义与信心与行为，他们两个是相辅相成的。
What do I mean?
我是什么意思呢？
Faith is the cause of our action.
实际上，信心乃是你行为的根本。
And then the action is the result of your faith.
而行为是因着你有信心而活出来的一个自然表现。
So together, faith and action work together.
因此，信心与行为能够并行。
And also faith is completed by this.
而且信心乃是因着行为才能得到成全。
Through the works, you have a better understanding the kind of faith you have.
当我们有这样的行为的时候，我们才能对自我有的信心有所了解。
And Apostle James is very wise.
实际上，使徒雅各是非常聪明的。
He bring up the best example we can imagine.
他带出一个他能够带出最好的例子来表明这个真理。
Of course, it's Abraham.
因为他说，你要想到我们的祖宗亚伯拉罕呐。
He is the father of faith.
他乃是信心之父。
He believed God.
他相信神。
Along the way, he always believed God.
他一直都相信神。
And then he also have action.
但是他也有行为。
His action is offering his son Isaac to God.
那他的行为是什么？他有一个行为，就是把他自己的儿子献给神为祭。
When you mention that example to Jewish Christian, they will say, yeah, that's the kind of faith.
当我们把这样的一个例子讲给犹太人的时候，他们马上就会非常的兴奋的说，对对对，我们相信。
But,When you reach that high, and then you go very low.
但是当我们到这样的巅峰的时候，我们就开始走下坡了。
He mentioned about another person.
他就开始讲另一个人。
Rahab.
另一个人是妓女拉合。
If Abraham is the best example.
如果亚伯拉罕是他们所有最尊敬的人当中的一个最好的例子的话。
Rahab.What's the worst example you can imagine?
他们想，那妓女应该是所有可以挑选人当中最差的一个人了吧
？First of all, she was a Gentile.
第一个，她是一个外邦人。
Secondly, she was a prostitute.
第二点，她是一个妓女。
One go to such a low point to use her body to earn a living.
她乃是用自己的身体去赚得能够生活的金钱。
But you know the amazing thing?
但是大家可以知道这边有奇妙的事是什么吗
？A wonderful father of faith like Abraham can explain faith and this together.
我们看见这个信心之父亚伯拉罕也可以被用来做例子。
You may feel that you are as lowly as Rahab. You can also explain the same thing.
也许你说哦，亚伯拉罕实在太崇高了，我没办法。但是也许说，我认为我只像妓女一般的低贱。但是雅各却用了妓女拉合来做例子。
So you have the best on one side, you have the worst on the other side.
所以我们在这边有一个最崇高的一位人物，却另一个是最低等的人物。
I think most of us will be like fall in between, right?
但是我想，我们大部分人大概是在这个两极的当中，不是吗
？We also by this transformation, we can also have this.Complement of faith and deed together.
实际上，当我们有这样生命的转变的时候，我们也可以活出这样的行为。
Rahab in Joshua chapter 2 heard about God.
实际上，妓女拉合在根据约书亚记的记载，她听到了神，她相信神。
He's an awesome God.
她知道他是这个神是一个伟大的神。
He's a God of creation.
他是创造万物的神。
She heard about what he did to the enemies of Israel.
拉合听到神曾经怎么样对待那些敌对犹太人的民族
，and then she believed.
他听到之后，他就信了神。
Not only believe,
她不单单相信神
，She has deeds，
她也有行为。
She gave lodging to the spies，
她就招待到她那个地方去打探的探子。
And she sent them off in a different direction.
然后他就把这些探子安全地分送到不同的地方。
How do we apply for us today?
那我们今天怎么样能够运用到我们生命里面呢？
We know hundreds of years ago there was a person by the name of Martin Luther.
我们知道在500年前有一位人物，他的名字叫马丁路德。
Since that time, when the Roman Catholic Church emphasized so much about many deeds to gain salvation.
也就在那个时候，当时的天主教教会非常强调我们必须要用行为来赢得我们的救恩。
And he nailed 95 theses on the door of a church.
马丁路德就因此在教堂的门口钉上了95条论证。
Emphasize that salvation is by faith alone.
他告诉大家说，实际上救恩是乃是单单凭着信心就能得到的。
That's very right. That's Paul's teaching.
实际上这是非常正确的，这也是使徒保罗的教导。
We cannot use any of our works before salvation to gain God's favor.
我们没办法用自己的行为赢得神的喜悦而得到救恩的。
I want to raise a hypothetical. Situation.
我希望在这边举一个假设性的例子。
If Martin Luther is alive today,
如果马丁路德今天还活着的话，
he may have a different take of the Christian Church today.
我相信他今天可能对教会有一个不同的观点。
When we emphasize so much about faith,
也许我们今天非常强调所谓的信心。
I mean, ignore the importance of the works that reflect that kind of faith.
而 却忽略了信心里面的行为的话，
Would it be possible that Martin Luther will nail 95 theses on the church again and say that we need works too that reflect that faith?
大家可以想象，也许今天马丁路德所钉在教会上门口上面的，可能就是95条，我们应该有行为，是根据信心的行为这样子活出来吗？
I want to finish with a very good story.
我今天希望用一个故事做总结。
There's a person by the name of Robertson McCookin.
有一个人，他的名字叫 McCookin.
He was a former president of Columbia International University.
他曾经是国际哥伦比亚大学的校长。
And he visited his son, also a missionary in India.
他有一次到印度去探望他自己的儿子，他儿子是在印度当宣教士。
And his son was in Calcutta.
他的儿子在印度一个城市做宣教士。
Have anybody been in Calcutta before?
大家有去过印度 Calcutta 这个地方吗？
It's a very big city.
这是一个非常大一个城市。
15 million people.
一共有
1500万人。And when you pass a lot of poor people, a lot of slums in there.
但是经过那个城市的时候，你满眼过望过都是贫民，有如贫民窟一样。
And people, many people earn a living by getting something from the trash, the rubbish.
那这些人他们为了谋生，他们必须就经常捡垃圾以为生。
And then Dr.McCookin passed by one of those slum places.
而这位 McCookin, 这位过去是校长的这位，他当他经过这样的地方的时候，
he had a facial expression.
他那个时候脸上就有一些难色。
Then the taxi driver said to him.
然后这个正在开出租车的这个司机就对他说，
Don't worry.
他说，哎，不要紧。
In a few days, you'll get used to it.
他说你过几天你就习惯了。
And he answered, "Therefore, I'm afraid that I get used to it. I begin to ignore the needs of this poor people."
那么 Kirkin 他就回答说，这就是我担心的地方。当我一旦自己认为麻痹之后，我自己习惯之后，我就不了解这些人的需要了。
May we not be getting used?To the condition of those in need.
让我们不要对周遭所有需要的人心中开始麻痹。
Do you have faith facing this church building project?
大家对我们今天教会要购买地方有信心吗？
I believe in God.
我相信神。
At least your project is much smaller than ours.
至少大家想购买的价位要比 我自己教会的价位要低很多吧。
But our standard shouldn't set so low. Maybe the Lord wants you to have a $3 million church project.
也许我们的所有要求非常的低，也许神要这里的教会要购买300万的价钱的价位的教会。
May we have the faith, but also the deed, because we trust in God.
愿意我们有信心，也跟因着信心有行为来信靠我们的神。
I would like to conclude a little bit about what I.Today,
我在这边愿意总结我今天所要讲的。
Today's topic is faith and deeds.
今天我们所提的是信心与行为。
We see,
我们看
faith without deeds is not good.
我们也知道一个没有行为的信心是没有益处的。
Not good, you mentioned about not profitable and useless.
是不好的，是没有益处，是没用的。
Help believers with physical basic needs.
我们要帮助周遭有需要的人。
Secondly, faith without deed is dead.
一个没有行为的信心是死的。
That means lifeless, unable to transform.
死是什么意思呢？就是没有生命，没办法成为有改变的。
Don't just satisfy in belief.
不要单单只信而已。
Because even the demons believe.
大家要知道，甚至鬼魔也信啊。
But they don't react accordingly.
但是他们却没有因着他们的信活出一个正确的反应。
They are afraid.
他们非常的战惊。
Thirdly,
第三
faith and deeds complement one another.
信心与行为是相辅相成的。
We work together.
我们必须要双两者并行。
Best kind of person Abraham had faith and deeds.
我们知道最崇高最伟大的人物亚伯拉罕他有信心跟行为。
The worst kind of person imagine Rahab, she ended up had faith and deeds.
而最低等我们认为最低等的人物他也有信心跟行为。
May the Lord help us.
愿意神帮助我们。
We all are inside this spectrum.
我们实际上我们都在这两极的当中不是吗？
May we have that kind of work and deeds after our transformation that will reflect the faith we have.
愿意我们都有听了这个话语之后都带出行为以至于我们活出我们的信心。
Salvation is still by faith.
是的，恩典还是需要根据我们的信心而得到的救恩。
We cannot use our works before to gain the favor of Christ.
我们不能依着我们的行为去赢得救恩得蒙基督的接纳。
But faith also needs works.
但是我们也要记得，信心也需要有行为来并行的。
Nobody being transformed by the faith will not be affected in the works.
没有一个人因着信心有所改变之后没有行为的。
May the Lord speak to each of us.
愿意神对我们每一位说话。
That our works sometimes speak louder than our words.
愿意我们的行为所传达出的信息远远超过我们嘴巴所讲的。
We not only talk the talk, we walk the talk.
我们不单单只是讲而已，我们必须身体力行。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。亲爱的恩主，我们感谢你的教导，你的话语。愿你的话在我们生命当中起作用，因为我们的信心跟着我们的所信能够活出你要我们活出的样式。求主带领我们，保守我们。我们将祷告是奉主基督耶稣的名。